Hello, I'm Senior Director of News Kate Evans Korea, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on searchcio.com. Despite ambitious efforts on their part, the opportunity to play a major role in their company's business strategy continues to elude most CIOs. According to a recently published IBM CIO Leadership Forum survey, 86% of CIOs want to participate in creating corporate strategy, but only 43% of them are actually doing it. CIOs are definitely getting more involved in setting business strategy and directing business transformation, says Larry Benfante, CIO of the United States Tennis Association, the White Plains, New York organization that governs professional tennis. But it's a slow progress. A key reason why they are not called upon to play a more active role as business leaders is this misperception on the part of other executives about what the role of the CIO should be, said George Pohl, global leader for the IBM Institute for Business Value. IBM's survey asked about 171 CIOs to name the primary barrier preventing them from having greater influence as business leaders. The leading answer, cited by 31% of respondents, was the misperception of the CIO role by other executives. A failure to understand the importance of IT was given by 12%. Another 28% said a lack of business skills and competencies in IT was holding them back. Poll compared the evolving perception of the CIO to that of the CFO. Today, the CFO is a key member of any management team, but that wasn't always the case, he says. Despite this dependence, many executives still view CIOs as caretakers of a utility. The IBM survey found that 42% of CIOs report directly to the CEO, so CIOs obviously have the ear of their business leaders. The key problem is what should CIOs say and do to get more involved in setting corporate strategy. Read more about why CIOs just can't cut a break when it comes to business strategy. You'll find the story and related links on our news page. Digital workspace provider RingCube Technologies, a California startup and one of Gartner's 2007 Cool Vendors in PC Technologies, added to its cool factor this week, launching a business version of its Mojo Pack. The software platform enables computer users to access a digital image of their desktop files, application settings, and security policies through a USB 2.0 memory device. The untethering of the corporate desktop from the hardware that runs it promises to get companies out of the business of provisioning PCs, an expensive proposition for organizations with large distributed workforces, and allows employees to do business securely from any computer with a USB port. In fact, the digital desktop doesn't even have to be carried around. In one version of the new offering from RingCube, MojoNet, the user's workstation is streamed to the host computer over the internet. Analysts familiar with the Mojo Pack say the innovative technology moves companies closer to a workplace reality where employees move seamlessly between personal and corporate work, and computing lives are not tied to a piece of hardware. In addition to simplifying the task managing desktop, improves the Mojo Pack software reduces rather dramatically the security profile of employees working from home and provides many of the advantages of virtualization without the performance penalty, experts say. But Gartner analyst Neil McDonald, vice president in information security research, said the Mojo Pack has limitations. A legal license is required for each operating system installed. So if your permanent desktop and your Mojo desktop both need an application, you'll likely need two licenses, he said. The Mojo Pack agent requires administrative access to install in a target machine, so it would be hard to walk up to an internet kiosk and assume it will work. It only supports Windows and Windows apps. And if you have a Windows desktop in the cloud and one on a physical device like a USB, there is not a way to synchronize the two. Still, the positives far outweigh the caveats, said McDonald, a Mojo Pack fan. The software does not require another copy of the Windows operating system. It supports Windows apps, and it supports USB, PC-based, and network-based portable personality images. We think it's the best example of the portable personality on the market today, he said. Unless you are spending $20 million or more a year on outsourcing to India, you might be better off bypassing heavy hitters like Infosys, Tata Consultancy Services, and Wipro, and seek out smaller providers. The prodigious growth that has turned the Indian outsourcing companies into competitors for players like Accenture and IBM also has eroded some of the key benefits these providers used to deliver, primarily flexibility and client responsiveness, according to the Cambridge, Mass-based Forrester Research. Clients that want influence and flexibility in addition to quality and efficiency without spending $100 million per year are looking at the increasingly impressive array of mid-tier providers, writes analyst Stephanie Moore in a July 10 report. The missive is among a flurry of reports from Forrester and others that grapple with the current good news, bad news reality of offshoring to India. The maturation of the top Indian outsourcing companies comes with a price. As demand for their services outpaces supply, costs are rising, and some of the attributes that made these providers so attractive in the past, personal attention and turning on a dime, increasingly are in short supply for all but the most lucrative deals. In order to keep pace with rapid growth, the major Indian providers have become more rigid about how they do business, Forrester contends. Providers that in the not-so-distant past were inclined to make employees work overtime to meet a customer deadline increasingly are demanding that clients agree to pay overtime or decrease the scope of the project. Many providers have put the kibosh on allowing clients to interview staff or review staff resumes. Plus, as the demand for services outstrips employees' supply, not only are wages going up, but Indian providers are finding it more difficult to add staff to a project on short notice. Unless they're spending a tremendous amount of money, that would be $20 to $100 million per year, some clients do not have the influence they used to have with their top-tier providers, Moore writes. These providers are increasingly willing to walk away from business rather than make concessions or alterations that don't suit them. Sometimes even $20 million isn't enough. Moore relates the experience of a prestigious financial services company that was spending approximately $22 million per year with a Tier 1 Indian provider. The financial services company, also a Forrester client, could not get phone calls returned to discuss terms as its contract was about to expire, in part because the original account manager had left. Finding an alternative to the Indian majors suppliers among the more than 500 smaller Indian providers out there requires serious due diligence. Indeed, a report in March by Forrester analyst Sudhin Epti warned that the gulf between the performance of the largest providers, Infosys, Tata Consultancy, and Wipro, and the other outsourcing firms in India was widening, creating a polarization of the market. As the largest companies continue their phenomenal growth, the top three will capture roughly 40% of the IT services revenue in 2007. Many of the rest are bleeding and vulnerable, Apti wrote. The situation is expected to worsen as talent migrates to the bigger firms. The small and medium-sized Indian providers are being marginalized and crushed as the war between the top Indian providers heats up, states the report. Therefore, clients must choose their providers carefully and even plan for the probability of their current offshore provider going out of business or being acquired. You'll find more about the changing offshoring landscape on our news page. Contributing writer Carol Hildebrand writes for many CIOs, IT conferences fall somewhere between vendor hell and golf junket. But such thinking sells the value of a well-planned conference short. Whether a CIO wants to learn more about a specific technology, start a new job hunt, or just brainstorm with peers, those who take the time to target the right conference and carefully plan their schedule stand to gain far more than some vendor swag or a day on the links. John Metlesky, Chief Security Officer and Deputy CIO for the City of Orlando, Florida, says he attends conferences for two main reasons. One is to go and learn about product roadmaps of current vendors, and the other is to build relationships with other C-level people and network. Those two very different goals should drive very different event strategies, according to career experts who say targeted preparation is the key to getting the most out of IT conferences. To read the rest of this tip and for additional information on how to make the most out of attending conferences, check out this tip and others on our tips page. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available now on searchcio.com. I'm Kate Evans-Correa. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.